Eagle Shot is an FGCU student government initiative that provides students the opportunity to safely and discreetly ask for help in a bar or restaurant if they are feeling uncomfortable or if they're in a dangerous situation.
So I'd read that little description. Explain to me what that means, like, in practice if you're at a bar.
So if a student is out at one of the local bars or restaurants and they come across somebody that is treating them in a weird way, maybe they went on a weird Tinder date, or that the person that they matched with on Tinder is not who they said they were, whatever those different cases might be, they feel uncomfortable. If something doesn't seem right, then what they're able to do is go to the bartender and order a specific drink. And what that indicates to the bartender is that, oh, this person's in trouble, and then they can get the help they need depending on the situation.
Do they ask follow-up questions, or is it immediately assumed that, like, law enforcement needs to be contacted?
So we're starting the initiative and we're rolling it out, and we are going to be taking a lot of data from the opening months of it launching. So right now, when you can go up and you can order the drink and the bartender will take you to the side, or they'll just stand there and they'll try to have a conversation and gather information. But we're hoping to eventually get to a quicker, easier way to get, if you want to order the drink on ice, that indicates that you need to be escorted to your car. With Lime, it's indicated that, you know, it's a more dangerous situation, so on and so forth. But we're just working the kinks out right now.
This is a program that's implemented across the country, whether it's in college areas, just bars in general, and it's typically called an angel shot. And so what we did was we wanted to brand it as an eagle shot just to kind of bring the FGCU flair to it. But it stemmed from, during our campaign, right, a lot of students were talking about how there were different instances that were occurring off campus in which they were not feeling comfortable. It was a dangerous type of situation, and they didn't know where to get the help that they needed. After hearing multiple cases of this, Kayla's my vice president, you know, we decided that we wanted to put this on our platform because it specifically addressed student safety in the community. You know, students are going out, it's part of the college life, but we want them to have that outlet there and that process there so that that way there's a protocol.
This has been an issue in a lot of bars, and it's been a situation where a girl will go and she feels she's in an uncomfortable situation, but the first thing that most of the people that we talked to, they didn't want to make a scene and they didn't want to be the person that cried wolf for, like, the situation like this. So what Eagle Shot is, and what Kayla and Josh envisioned it, was to be safe and discreet. And discreet is that main thing that we wanted to hit on, so that there is no stigma to it. There's no, oh, like, girl or guy is asking for help or anything like that. We just didn't want any stigmas involved in that.
Do you guys fear the lack of education about this? So if someone gets into a situation off campus, they might not know about it yet?
There is going to be, especially when it first starts, a lack of knowledge of what is going on. So what we've done is we've produced a video. We sent it out to all these different campus departments, and they've posted it on their social medias. We've posted it on our social media. We've sent it to the bars, and the bars are posting it on their social medias. So they are, in the social media sense, right, everyone's seeing it somewhere because it's getting posted on many different platforms, and each of these platforms are reaching out to different kinds of students. Additionally, there are flyers for this program that are going to be posted in each of the bars and restaurants with instructions on what to do. So even if they didn't even know what it was, when a student goes into the bathroom and they see that, they might have heard that Eagle Shot existed, but they might not have known what it was. And they can very easily look at this poster, and it gives all of the directions on how to ask for help.
When we were envisioning the Eagle Shot, we did not want there to be a specific situation where you would identify as, oh, I need an Eagle Shot for this. It's expanded to a lot of different realms. So with this poster, obviously, we talked about, like, oh, if your Tinder date isn't who they say they are, or if you're feeling uncomfortable. But realistically, if you're in any dangerous situation and you don't want to make a scene or anything like that, this is an opportunity for you to get the help that you need quickly. And that's how we set it up. Right now we're in Keys Bar and Grill, Rusty's 41, Rusty's Estero, Rhythm House, and Tacos and Tequila. But we're hoping once we get the kinks out and we, you know, have this soft launch, which it basically is right now, we're hoping to expand it to all restaurants. We want to fit the need for everybody in the area.